This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to ExpressPros.com to find your location. That's ExpressPros.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Audio courtesy of TNT. It was an historic choke job, and it was soft by the guys who were out. I saw them assing off on the bench, and we will talk about them assing off on the bench. That's certainly true. But I tell you, at the end of that game, not even the end of the game, the whole fourth quarter, Donovan Mitchell was the only one who had any design to be out there and to try to put this game away. Everybody else, they were trying to get I've said this before about games that, you know, you're up and you shouldn't be up in. It's like you're trying to rob a bank and you're trying to get out of there before you get caught. And everybody else just wanted to get out of there as soon as they could. They had zero plan. And you know what? I got to say, including Kenny Atkinson, because they had zero plan. I think Kenny was just thanking God that they were up. I think that everybody else was thanking God that they were up and thanking God for Donovan Mitchell. And Donovan Mitchell was the only one who was sitting there thinking, we got 12 minutes, we got to close this thing out. Everybody else could not wait to get back to the locker room. And what transpired was one of the most historic, stunning losses I think I've ever seen in watching Cavs basketball, covering Cavs basketball, watching Cleveland sports and loving it. It was unbelievable. I couldn't be mad at the very beginning because I sat there shocked. Just shocked and dismayed watching Donovan Mitchell fall and fall and like he was Jeff Hardy throughout that game to get 48 points like Mankind off the top of the Hell in the Cell. And to have it wasted and to be in a 2-0 hole. And I got a bunch of people telling me about the series. All right, we'll talk about that. I'm just letting you know how I felt after all this. Like, I'm still trying to... Tone, I'm gonna let you go here in a second. But I'm going to tell you this. I'm on my way in this morning. I had to relive it. I'm on my way in. I stop at a gas station. A wonderful get-go. I stopped at a gas station. There's a guy who's... Hey, how you doing? How'd the Cavs... How'd it work? Or he goes, how about the Cavs? And I was like... Yeah, you know, and he did not know what happened. He goes, what do you mean? He goes, oh, we just got blown out. I go, no, far worse. So I had to tell him bad news overnight. I'm going, we're doing all this over again? I had to be the guy who bore the bad news. Not only were we up in the game, we were up 20 at one point and 7 with 40 seconds left. And everybody, with Donovan Mitchell, I don't know, Greg Anthony was trying to talk him into a flagrant foul. Everybody freaked out except for one guy. And even that guy, people are going to say that he freaked out today. So that's where we're at.
There was a ton of freaking out.
This is
out.
As bad as it gets. Go ahead.
There was such a surreal feeling in that building because we were yucking it up. I felt like what you just described with the internet, Cavs fans were annoyed with some of the... I did not see this. Some of the guys on the bench kind of... What, they thought the game was over? Is that what it is?
I think they thought it was... And if you notice, if you go back, I don't know if you got the heart to go back and watch the thing. If you go back and you watch and see the... you know the camera angles better than me. You're a TV guy. I don't know anything about it. The camera angle from behind Tyrese Halliburton on the three, there is somebody waving a towel walking back to the locker room. Like, they think they have won the game. Somebody was walking back to the locker room through the tunnel. You could see them in the corner. Go back and watch. It's in the corner. I got to find the Zapruder film and who it was because I want to hug the person because they clearly thought the game was over and we won the game. And they're walking through the tunnel waving their towel before the three. So he thinks there's a scrum. The lights are going to go out. The horn's going to go off. And it's a 1-1 series. And then Tyrese Halliburton rips our heart out and shows it to us. And then there's the John Halliburton memes. And
it was
soft, guys. It was soft. There's no way else to say it. It's a soft-ass choke job because the guys, it's not about heart. They were just afraid to be in the moment. The guys who were out there, God bless them for the first three quarters, man, but they were afraid to be in the moment.
Well, they're up 7, 48 seconds to go. You know, Ty Jerome comes back in for Dean Wade, and I can be honest, I'm sitting there on the phone. Sarah's like, oh, Cavs are going to win. Cavs are going to win. Meanwhile, people are trying to, again, get AC's autograph to try to take pictures. AC goes, the game is not over. This is the NBA in 2025. Man. These games are not over. And remind you, the Pacers just did this. They just had an insane all-time come from behind, 8 points in like 42nd improbable victory against Milwaukee. Right?
And
they did that. It looked like that series is going to be prolonged. We're like, when are we ever going to play this series? And so they had already pulled it off. And so I get off the phone. Then next thing you know, there is just an easy. Aaron Nesmith comes in, dunks it. All right, lead is at 5. Then Donovan Mitchell, because we have nobody that could dribble the ball up the floor. I mean, I don't think we could get the ball past half court in the final minute of the game. So Donovan Mitchell has the ball. You're like, all right, I feel good about Donovan. They'll foul or they'll trap, but he'll make the right decision. He turns around, and right in his face is an Indiana defender that he knocks over. Didn't have a lot of space to turn. Not only do they call the foul there, and we're like, oh, well, this will probably get wiped off. They go to the monitor to see if it is a flagrant on the guy with the ball. Why? What sense does that make? Like, Donovan Mitchell all of a sudden is going to, oh, it's time for me to be a flagrant foul guy. Like, what? We're just trying to milk the game away. Okay, so they go back, they look at it, and they're like, just a common foul, but still Pacer ball. It's still Pacer ball. And then they come in, get a rebound off Jared Allen, blocked Halliburton, but Siakam is there to clean it up. It's now a 3-point game. We call our last timeout because we can't get the ball inbounds. Max Strus is trying to inbound the ball under the baseline, and you are taught you can run the baseline at that point. It's after a make. Different from after a dead ball, different from after a timeout. So Max Strus kind of hops like the Easter Bunny. He hops two different times instead of just running the baseline. He throws it in to beat the 5-second count, and what is Kenny Atkinson do? Oh, my God, we're not going to get the ball in. Timeout. They use their last timeout. And I swear to God, I wrote that down. I go, Cavs are without timeouts. And I'm like, oh, no, they're without timeouts. And now I can hear the radio call. So Alcorn and Jim Jones in the building, Alcorn's all over it. He's like, they don't have timeouts. They don't have timeouts at all. And then you're like, but they're still up 3. You'd rather be up 3 with 27 seconds left than anything else. The problem was, Ty Jerome re-enters the game. You're like, what does Donovan Mitchell have left? These guys are completely dead. And then there is a foul. Tyrese Halliburton goes to the foul line, which makes the first one. Okay, so it's a 2-point game. He misses the second. And for the second time.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
I'm in the last minute and a half. You're like, is there a lane violation there? Like, are they going to call lane violation with the game on the line? There were two of them. Not one. You're going to hear, you're going to see 2 minute report. Will have the Pacers will have committed two egregious lane violations.
I hope it doesn't.
Well, that's what it's just
gonna,
I was
it's
the guy.
It's not going to make me feel any better.
So
I hate that
you.
Stuff. God, I hate it.
I was the guy in game one that said, how is anybody complaining about officials?
I wrote that down.
And in this case, there's two lane violations, but it's a playoff game. It's the final minute. I don't think I've ever seen a lane violation called in the final minute of a playoff game. There are two of them. There are two of them in addition to the Donovan thing. So I want to know from you, should I be the last one to mention any of this considering how I got into it with Cavs Twitter, Cavs Reddit, Cavs social media, phone callers about the officiating when Donovan did go to the foul line 21 times? The Cavs had free throws. So should it even be mentioned? Should the lane violations mentioned?
No, I mean, they're going to mention it because it's their job. But
and it'll be in the 2 minute when they go back. When they issue the report, they will say the refs missed both of those.
We got Kenny on the lane violations. Go right on ahead. Thank you, Owen.
They said they couldn't review if he went in early or not. So that way they couldn't look at that. I asked Tony, I said, can you look at it? Our video guys seem to think he was in early. I didn't look at the film. Obviously, if they missed that, that's a big one. But I'm not going to make that judgment without seeing it.
All right, there's Kenny on that. Listen,
well, he doesn't need to see it. We saw it. I mean, they were both.
Right,
they were both. But is that tantamount to like 3 second violations, a 5 second call in college and high school?
No, I mean, this is a big moment. A lane violation is a lane violation. But I'm not just going to sit there and lament for the rest of the night, the rest of the morning. And I know you're not either about a lane violation for crying out loud.
There were 30 other things that went wrong.
Because everybody in the everybody freaked out. Everybody on the floor freaked out. That's the problem I have. Like I can bitch and get mad over seeing Evan Mobley and Darius Garland, everybody yucking it up on the sideline. And we will. We'll do that. Okay? I get it. I heard Kenny Eck, but I'm a little bit bothered here because this might be the quickest honeymoon we've had after a coach of the year. And we've had two Browns coach of the years here recently, so that's saying something. For the love of God, the lack of poise from everybody, except Donovan Mitchell. Leave Donovan out of it. But the lack of poise from 14 others, including the coaching staff, is unlike anything I've seen. And I've watched the Browns my whole life, and I can't believe what I saw last night. And honestly, it started before the game. The complaining about the fouls and the things before the game last night, the injuries, because I watched that pregame. Mm-hmm. I watched that pregame, and Kenny went on that five-minute soliloquy the fouls and about all the stuff. I go, he knows more than he's letting on. These guys ain't playing tonight. Hand to God. We did not know. And I watched that. I go, they ain't playing tonight. The only other guy was Nick sitting across from me over at the TV station. He knew. Lou's going, what? I go, they playing tonight. You watch. These guys are not playing. They know more than what we know. He's mad. He knows that this is an uphill battle. He knows that they're going to be. It's a 2-0 series, and I don't want to say that the series is over because I'm a Cavs fan, and it's 6 in the morning after a loss like this, so I don't want to go too crazy on it. But I don't know how the hell they pick up the pieces after something like this because everybody on the floor was afraid to win the game except for Donovan Mitchell. They were all afraid to win the game. And the guy on the sidelines who's calling all this is afraid to win the game as well. He's afraid of it. The things we bitched about last year with JB Bickerstaff, tell me where it was different last night. Tell me where it was different. It wasn't. You know why? Because we knew it was over with JB Bickerstaff, so we were looking for reasons to fire JB Bickerstaff. And we had the same problems last night that we had before. So what has really changed? It's easy to do it, guys. It's easy to do it from Halloween to Easter. And now here we are. And these are tough teams, and guys, I want to deny it. I hate it, especially in a city like this. The scouting report's there, and it's been there for 3 years. You shove them around, they go away. We're calling the Pacers dirty. Are they more dirty than the New York Knicks? Are they more dirty than the Orlando Magic? Are they more dirty than Boston? I don't know. That's four teams we're calling dirty. Maybe we need to step it up a little bit. Our guys need to be a little bit dangerous.
That's the crazy thing about yesterday is that we were physical. We had done everything that you wanted them to do. You had that 7-point lead with 45 seconds left. Max Strus was in on every play. He was throwing guys around, body checking Tyrese Halliburton. Jared Allen had a monster performance, maybe his best playoff performance of his career. You got Sam Merrill, huge minutes. Unfortunately, Ty Jerome has just been missing. He has had his worst stretch of games maybe of his NBA career, and he picked the worst possible time to do it. He was horrendous. He couldn't dribble the ball. He is a point guard who all of a sudden couldn't put the ball on the floor, so much so that they took him out of the equation at the end of the game. They didn't want him having the ball in his hands because he was freaking out every time he touched it. The moment, it was like all that contract stuff was in his head for the last 2 weeks, and he was buying all of it.
He looked like Fredo with the basketball on his hand.
It was terrible. It was so bad.
It was awful.
From Ty Jerome, just a different player. It was like he had an out-of-body experience compared to the guy that I've seen over the last year.
216-474-0092. Where does that sit with you last night? Yeah. Somehow we got to pick up the pieces and play on Friday against Indiana. They said that the locker room was a positive place after this loss.
Which locker room?
Cavs. Oh, they're ready to go, brother. Oh, yeah. Okay. I hope so. I sure as hell hope so. Because if you think that the regular season didn't matter before, go lose this series. Go see how that works out for us. Okay. Okay. I mean, I'm not going to sit there and say things about Darius Garland that I don't mean and Evan Mobley. I'm mad that they showed him on the bench and they were laughing and goofing off. I don't like that. I think you have to know your audience and know that fans are watching all over the world and you are in a tight spot. And when they see you assing off on the bench, boy, you better win that game or there's going to be a problem. But I looked at it and go, I saw Evan Mobley coming off the bench and I go, I don't think he's playing for the rest of the series. I saw him trying to stand up during breaks, during the huddles, and I'm going, mm-mm. Donovan or Darius, who knows? Who knows? Who knows? So that's where we're at. And I'm not going to sit there and say things because I don't know. I'm not in their shoes. Maybe the sprain is that bad of the ankle. Maybe the sprain is that bad of the toe. It seems like it's just turf toe. And they had to take Deion Sanders' toe off for crying out loud. So it may be that bad. But the guys on the floor, holy God, I haven't seen you do that down your leg, and I can't remember when. So it's a dispiriting, it's a disheartening thing, man. It's a really disheartening thing. You're up by 20, and go, man, we're going to steal this. This is great. Maybe we can get there. Now it's a 2-0 hole. And Donovan Mitchell played his ass off, and he had 48 points last night, and it all goes for a 2-0 hole.
Did it carry him off the floor almost at the end of the game? He was so exhausted.
All right, 216-474-0092.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner, and May's packed with reasons to celebrate, whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family. Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A 3-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.